Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the midday show. Yeah, I can feel it now. I can feel what a big night we have on tap. The Eagles and the Commanders Thursday night football. At the link, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop for Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. First place in the NFC East on the line tonight. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to say this. I think I said it before, but I think it needs to be said again. It's all right to go in the store and look around and not buy anything, man. Let's normalize that.
Did you go to Cabela's again?
I did go to Cabela's.
Come on, Hugh.
I went to Cabela's.
How long were you in there?
I was only in there for about 30 minutes this time.
All right. Well, we said about 30 minutes is when they're going to kick you out.
And I got some information. I was looking. I was in there looking and, mm-hmm. Talking.
Sure.
And got some information, but it wasn't what I wanted, so I left.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
I want to get a pellet gun, a BB gun.
Okay.
And, I was talking to the guy about different pellet guns, and he was asking me what's my usage for it and all this other stuff. And
yeah.
I said, I just want a BB gun. And so, we had some conversations, and we looked at a few prices of a few pellet guns. It was not what I wanted, and I left.
All right, that was it?
Yeah, I ain't buying nothing.
Well, hopefully your mind's locked into what matters, and that's not browsing in the store for a half hour or an hour. What matters tonight, Hugh Douglas, is the biggest game of the season. All right, Hugh, let's start off here, because every time there's a game of this magnitude, you wake up and you got one of two feelings, right? You either feel confident and you feel good, or you have that nervous energy. And nervous energy doesn't have to mean you think the team's going to lose, but there's like the nerves deep down. Hugh Douglas, you wake up this morning as the Commanders are in town. We got a big one tonight. What's the feeling, Hugh?
Well, these are the kind of games that you want. For the last couple of weeks, we've been debating and arguing back and forth about the opponents that the Eagles have played.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we say they were tomato cans, Rock. They were tomato cans. So today you have a legit opponent. I'm excited. I'm confident. I'm excited because now you get to see exactly where you are as a football team. You're playing another team that one would argue that, they've basically been in the same situation. Probably the best team they played was the one they played last week in the Pittsburgh Steelers,
mm-hmm.
and they played them down to the wire. So now you have another good team that you're playing against. So you get to see exactly where you are. You get to see how good your team is today.
So you're feeling good? Confident?
I feel real good.
All right, Hugh. Here's how I woke up this morning. And you can call me plant-based, and you can call me whatever you want today.
Here we go.
Well, I woke up, and I have nerves. I have a nervous energy for this game. I got to be honest with you.
You might need to go to the bathroom.
Maybe. I have nervous energy for this game. Look, I want to start off with this. I think the Eagles are going to win tonight. I think they're going to win. Like, I look at the game. I look at where they are, the home field, the short week. Rookie quarterback on the road in the biggest
rested,
spot.
Somewhat rested.
Well, more than the Commanders, right? Because they got those fewer snaps on Sunday. I think the Eagles are going to win. But I am nervous for a few reasons. Number one, I don't even think we realize, we've kind of touched on the magnitude of this game.
The weight of the moment.
If you go and look at some of these simulations here, right? Like if the Eagles win, what their chances are to win the division, to get the one seed, all that, Hugh, and then versus if they lose, right? If the Eagles win this game tonight, they have an 83% chance to win the NFC East.
83.
Now, it's not a full lock, but that's
you, that's some pretty good odds.
They're in the driver's seat, right? They'd be up a game and a half. They'd have the tiebreaker, all that. If the Eagles do not win this game tonight, Hugh, their chances to win the NFC East drops to 34%. Like, their path to be a Super Bowl team will be defined tonight. So just on that, the magnitude of the game, it has me all, like, nervous. Like, I have some nervous energy deep down because of the magnitude of the game. Okay, the other reason I'm nervous is it's their first real test in a while. Let's be real. You said it. What were they? Tomato cans?
Tomato cans.
Yeah.
Rock.
They were
tomato cans.
They faced a lot of tomato cans recently. And tonight's the first time in a while we get the chance to watch them against a good team. I mean, they haven't played a team that currently has a winning record since the Packers in Brazil. And they haven't played one on American soil this year. It's been a long time. And the last reason, and you could debate me on this, we could talk about it all day, is I believe the Eagles have the better team. I fully believe they have the better roster, Hugh. You know, you look up, and Ross Tucker said something the other day, the idea like, hey, player for player, man for man, the Eagles have more talent. They have a better roster. I think almost everyone would agree with that. Yet the one spot I am not confident that we have the better player is the quarterback position. So when you go into a game where you have maybe the better roster, no, I'm not confident in that.
Seriously?
I'm not. I mean, like, that's how highly I think of Daniels and how he's played.
But still, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not. Like, I'm not confident we have the better quarterback tonight. I'm confident.
Ew.
You're confident we have the better quarterback?
Ew. I mean, I'm just
saying.
With
the way Daniels has played?
He's playing well for nine games into his young NFL life.
That's all
guess
I have.
Guess who else we were all gushing over last year?
Who's that?
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, but C.J. Stroud finished it. Now he struggled with a whole year of tape on him. Like, he didn't stop playing well.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but still.
He won his division.
I just find it odd. Like, we all do this. And you're not the only one. You're not the only one guilty of this. We get enamored by the new hotness, which, you know, we're in the business where it's exciting to see.
Sure.
But between the two, Jay Daniels look like he's going to be a star. But I'm going to go with Jalen. Because Jalen's been through the fire a little bit more.
Sure.
And he's been proven.
He has.
He's been proven a little bit more.
Oh, he has.
I'm going to go with the body of work guy.
And that's fair. But for this season, Jaden's played better than Jalen.
No, yeah. We want a year to your day. He's playing well. He's playing extremely well.
He's played better than him this season. So, like that, I got that insight. I do think the Eagles are going to win, but I have the nervous energy. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got a lot today. We're going to cross over later in the show with one of your former teammates.
Yes.
B. Mitch and Finlay. They do the show, the midday show down in D.C. We'll cross over with them at noon. We got a Q&A later, a parlay later. A lot to get to here. But let's start off with this. How good is Washington? Because that's a big part of this. Ray Dittinger was on WIP earlier this week talking about the Commanders and the challenge they present tonight.
Well, I think offensively, I think they're quite good. Defensively, they had a lot of problems. But I think Quinn has done a really good job putting things in place. I mean, I think early in the season, like 3 weeks into the season, they were like the 25th ranked defense. And that's sort of where I thought they were. And now you look at where they are and they're much better. I mean, they've improved steadily. Mm-hmm. But I think the Eagles have, I hesitate to say a big advantage, but I think they have a significant advantage in this game coming up. Because the Eagles won their game yesterday fairly comfortably. I mean, they got complete control of the game in the second half. And in the fourth quarter, you had most of your key players on the bench. And
sure.
they were able to sort of cruise control through the second half of that game. Really, they were. Whereas you look at what Washington went through yesterday, I mean, they just had a brutal game. I mean, they just had a brutal toe-to-toe, total slugfest with a really tough Steelers team and yeah. went up losing it in heartbreaking fashion.
Well, they did. I think that's a big element to this game tonight, Hugh, that the fact the Commanders had to play full out for four full quarters. Meanwhile, the Eagles, by the time the beginning of the fourth quarter rolled around in Dallas, they were pulling guys off the field.
We were talking about garbage time
yeah.
and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's something to be said about that part of the game. But, man, I tell you, playing your division opponent and for everything that's on the line, I'm pretty sure Coach Quinn did everything within his power to make sure they got the work that they needed to get.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest that they needed to get. This is what made this week kind of weird. Both coaches did it. They do a great job of with the analytics department in this sense, you know, figuring out how to get guys healthier to get ready to play on a Thursday night football game. So yeah, it's gonna be a highly contested physical affair tonight.
Well, speaking of the coaches, you mentioned the coaches here. Let's listen to Dan Quinn and the way he framed tonight's game when he spoke about it this week.
I don't know if it's bigger than any other, but I'm fired up about it. I can tell you that, Sam. It's cool. It's like better than the alternative of like not talking about big games. So like this is what like division games should be, man. Like an absolute blast. Like Philadelphia and Washington battling for it. Like hell yeah. Like more. So But it's not, I don't look too far down the road, man. It's like just this game. Last week I did the same thing to say it wasn't about two games in 11 days. It was just this game, just this matchup. And honestly, that's where I see it again. Division games are awesome, man. They're fun. They're a battle. You know them well. They know you well, although we haven't played yet. A lot of players know one another's, you know, scheme and technique, pretty closely.
So he's talking about the game tonight, and how, and look, the magnitude is gigantic. It's the biggest game of the year. It's the biggest Eagles game we've had here in Philadelphia in quite some time. 215-592-9494. What's the feeling when you woke up this morning? Is it confident, or do you have some nerves deep down? It's a big one. Big game nerves, big game confidence. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Commanders come in?
So I got the big game butterflies.
Okay.
I haven't felt this way about an Eagles game since, I guess, before week one, before the Green Bay game, when I that was pretty much just because I had no idea what I was going to get from the Eagles. And I was like, I had some nerves. I'm confident today, though. Like, this whole Washington thing this year, the Jaden Daniels stuff, it's cute, but it comes to an end tonight. Did you hear Dan Quinn? He sounds like, oh, I'm just happy to be here in a meaningful division football game.
He sounded to me like a coach that did not expect his team to be this good.
That's correct. Right. So, and Jaden Daniels, yes, he's probably had a better season than Jalen Hurts. But you know what he doesn't have over Jalen Hurts?
What's that?
Experience in big games.
He doesn't.
Like this.
None.
He
not
does
like this.
Not have experience going to an environment like he's about to be in tonight. And facing a team that's as good as
hostile.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
It's going to be hostile.
They got one win against a team with
hostile.
A winning record.
It's going to be hostile.
And that was the Cardinals back when, you know, they kind of still sucked. So I
not anymore. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, right. But, I mean, the win looks better now. But at the time they played it, the Cardinals were not a very good football team. The Eagles right now, I think, are a very good football team. I don't think they're ready for what they're about to get. And I think what Ray brought up there is a huge deal. The Eagles were able to coast through the end of that Dallas game. They sat their starters. Washington had a slugfest with what is one of the more physical teams in the NFL in the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to be coming here beat down. It's a bad spot for them. The whole season was cute for the Commanders.
Cute.
It ends tonight.
I like cute. Cute
is, it is cute. And let's just be real about
specific.
It. The game means more to the Eagles. The game means it has to mean more to the Eagles tonight. The Commanders, it is a cute story, right? And Hugh, they're probably going to make the playoffs whether they win or lose tonight. And they get the Eagles down in D.C. later in the season. This is, like, the Eagles have to hold serve tonight. The game matters more to the Eagles. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling as you wake up this morning? It is Eagles. It is Commanders. It's a rare moment in the last, basically my lifetime, 30 years, you know, of watching, but, you know, almost 40 years of living, that the Eagles and Commanders are good at the same time. It's very rare. They both haven't finished with winning records in the same year since the 90s. This isn't normal, but it's going to be awfully fun at the lake tonight. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. What's the feeling as you wake up this morning? Is it confidence, or do you have those nerves? I have nerves. I'm willing to say it. I think they're going to win, but I've got some nerves on this one. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a game day Thursday. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Happy game day, man.
Happy game
day. It's a big day, Chris. What are you feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. If you can, save this message, and please share it with B. Mitch this afternoon. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, first off, I got a public announcement. If you're driving,
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You may want to pull over and pull off the road, okay? You ready? Let's go! Thundercat! Moda! McLaurin is going to be put on lockdown by the warden, Quinyon Mitchell. The commies think they're going to invade and conquer. Nope, not tonight, not ever. Tonight, little brother comes into town and gets an old school ass woman. Man, this is the fight we all wanted. This is the message to the entire and continue on the path to victory. We will learn. They will learn. We don't quit. We don't tire. We are an unstoppable force that will never relent. I have a message to all those that will be in the stadium tonight. Stand tall. Stand strong. Be up. Be disruptive. Let them know this is our house. This is our time. This is our ring. We'll be unnoticed. We are.
No.
Now we're off and running, Chris. You know, the Eagles are going to get a long extended break after this game, before the Rams game. Chris's voice might need it, too.
Yeah,
that
his voice was cracking all over the place.
It's a short week. It's a short week for
That's
all of us.
True. Yeah.
I mean, we got to be fair to each other, right? It's a short week for all of us. Our voices.
Yeah, pace yourself, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's people. I already saw things of people at the parking lot at the Link.
No, stop playing. Seriously?
I saw a guy with a green beard at the Link this morning outside with a smoker. I thought it was you, but it didn't look like you at all. But, like, it just...
He thought it was me, but it didn't look like me.
Yeah, well, you'll see it. It didn't look like you. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Eric in Mullica Hill. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys. Happy big game day.
Big game day, Eric. What's on your mind? What are you feeling?
Hey, I got the nerves. The big game day. But listen, it's... Joe, mm-hmm. You can't be scared.
Not scared. I got nerves. It's not scared. It's just... I have those... Eric... I have game day nerves. I mean, I can't sit here and lie and just pound my chest. I've got some, in the stomach.
He's a little nervous.
You feel it. I feel it today.
Jaden is a rookie quarterback. We've got Jalen Hurts. He's been to a Super Bowl. Listen, they beat the Giants by 5. We beat them by 25. This team, they're decent. But we're the alpha. We're the dogs. We're going to get in there tonight. We're going to show them that we know how to play in the NFL, and we're going to get this win. It's going to be 30-28. That's what I'm thinking. And you can't be scared.
30-28. That sounds like a shootout to me, Hugh. 30-28.
That sounds like a tight game.
Man.
But hey, it's a short week. You know, Thursday night's always close, but we're going to get the win. Because we're the better team.
I like it.
Roll.
I like it, Eric. Well, listen, I feel like they're going to win, too. And they have to. Hugh, I know for both these teams, the likelihood is they're both going to make the playoffs. I mean,
yes.
You look at their records, the rest of the NFC. I think ask me right now, are both going to make the playoffs? I would say yes. But the winner of this game has such a leg up in the division.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Obviously, the other side of that is you have to go on the road the whole time. And, like, there's just so much at stake with this thing tonight.
Yeah. I mean, and it's great that it came to this. It's funny that you kind of called this, not this moment, but you called the fact that the Commodores are probably going to be good this year.
I felt it.
And now this is what it is. Because we went into this season thinking that our biggest adversary was going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
I mean, they've been leaking oil for a long time, man. And now it looks like the Commodores are the team on the rise in the division. And it looks like that young quarterback is going to be there for a long time. And he's going to be a formidable opponent for a long, long time. So, yeah, this is exciting, man. This is what you want. As a player, as a former player, I would go into games like this, especially when you've kind of – I'm not saying they've done it, but I'm pretty sure it's been a thought. You look at the stat sheet and you see the teams that you're playing against, and they're not the upper echelon teams. Mm-hmm. And you look at the Minnesotas and you look at the Detroits, and you wonder how you could potentially fare against those teams. This is your best measuring stick right now. So that's why it makes me excited to go in there and just think about playing a really good team that has a really good record. And if you go out there and you smash them, it kind of validates your ticket a little bit.
I can't wait to see how the Eagles, if they can rattle Daniels. Because he's been pretty unflappable.
Unrattleable.
Yeah.
Unrattleable.
Is that the right word?
No, it's not. I just made it up.
He hasn't been rattled yet is another way to say it.
Unrattleable.
Yeah, we'll keep that one for later.
Unflappable.
Is that the way you were looking for?
No, I wasn't. But I like unrattleable.
We'll just go with that. Yeah, sure.
A legit threat.
He is a legit threat. There's no question. Anthony in Jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, let's go. Hey, Joe. I tell you what, Joe. You woke up 30 or still today. You need to go back to sleep, man. Because we ready. We ready.
That ain't how the song go.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I think no, it's a song.
That's exactly how it goes.
Oh, that's how his song goes.
No,
but that's
no, that is. You've never heard that before?
Yes, I have, but it doesn't come sing like that.
You're
no.
incorrect. That's
well,
exactly
maybe,
how it goes.
Maybe he didn't hit every note, but I thought those were the words, no?
No, it's the way he's saying it. The cadence is kind of...
So you're
I thought it was fine.
I'm critiquing the cadence.
I mean, it's a short week for everybody. I mean,
so that's what we're doing. It's a short week for everybody.
It is. I mean, we just did this on Sunday and last Friday. Right,
who are you to talk about singing in key?
Living in this big blue world. We need to check on Chris, though. Yeah, speaking of speaking on high-pitched sounds, we need to check on Chris.
I hope he's still breathing. Yeah. Anthony, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
We ready for war. The moral of the story is, we ready for war.
No, you got it. You got it.
Smash the commanders. We gonna smash them. I don't care if it's my grandmother on the other side of that line of scrimmage. If she's in burgundy and white tonight, she's getting smashed. Right in
not,
her mouth.
Not Granny. No, hold up. Dog.
No, you have
you
to.
Here. It's too. It's so close
granny
to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but wait a second. If Granny's wearing burgundy and white, she gets slammed like Jim Miller. I mean, just slam her right into the ground.
You better have it. And Washington on her jersey, she's getting smashed. Better, sorry, Granny.
Man, listen, you better
sorry,
have a backup
granny,
plan for Thanksgiving.
Tonight.
Granny for Thanksgiving? It's so close to Thanksgiving.
Hugh, first place on the line.
We smashing Granny, though.
First place on the line. I got some extra salt for. I got an ice bath. Granny, you'll be all right.
Granny,
nice.
Granny gonna catch them hands, though.
Yeah, we hope Granny better be all right. Anthony, nice, it sounds like you're fired up.
He's ready to
Anthony,
go.
Anthony, good phone call. I actually thought his singing was fine. You're critiquing people singing to start the show off here, Hugh? It's going to be a long day. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a game day Thursday. All right, what are you feeling right now? Is it confident? Nerves? Where are you? As the game tonight is such a critical one in the NFC East, I feel like the Eagles are going to win, but I have my nerves. The magnitude of the game is gigantic. We haven't seen them play a good team in a while, and I do believe that they have the better quarterback. I believe Daniels has played better than Hurts so far this season. And it's not, I think Hurts has played well now as you add it all together. But I do believe the other side has the better quarterback heading into the game tonight. 215-592-9494. Where are you right now on the game? You're feeling your excitement as we get set for Thursday Night Football. On the other side, we'll set you up for ComboCon. What we're giving away.
ComboCon.
How we're doing it today. 215-592-9494. And more on the quarterback matchup between...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.